Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Welcome to Caravan of Garbage, everybody. And I know that at least some people are excited because we're finally getting a Zombieland sequel. And by finally, I mean again.
We're getting a Zombieland sequel? that's what people are saying.
That's what people
are saying.
I like
the original Zombieland. I think it's good. I think it had a good cast.
Exactly.
Jesse Eisenberg, Woody Harrelson, Emma Stone, the little girl.
Abigail Breslin.
There we go.
Okay, right. Yeah, they're all back. But the funny thing is, Mason, Zombieland, the original movie, was pitched as a TV series by creators Rhett Reese and Paul Wernick.
Oh, yes.
Which is interesting in itself, I feel.
Those names.
That's right.
Wernick. Won't Nick. They didn't pick up the pilot.
Oh, yes, very good. But when nobody bought their pitch, it was repurposed into a movie, which is why in the movie we get Zombie Kill of the Week, because that would have been a running gag in each episode.
Oh, I see. Right.
Which brings us to the Zombieland TV series pilot that aired in 2013, because one of the running gags in this was going to be Zombie Kill of the Week.
Yeah. Wait, so this actually aired on TV?
Well, okay, this is what happened.
You're already making excuses for this show, but all right. So did it air or not?
It sort of did. Okay. So basically what happened is, I don't know if you stay till the very end, but after the credits it says something like, tell us what you think of the episode, because the idea was that Amazon was pitching 13 pilots and putting them out into the world and then people would vote on them.
I'll stop you there.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go all the way to the end. So thank you for filling me in on this little tidbit of information.
So the winning pilot would have been picked up for series.
Do we know what the winning pilot was?
I cannot remember off the top of my
head. Was it an Office spin-off?
Maybe. This is the winning one, if you're watching the video. This one.
Oh, okay, fantastic. My God, I'm going to watch this video and learn a thing.
Is that show cancelled or not? Who's to say?
When did this come out?
2013.
Then it's definitely cancelled.
Yeah, you're probably right. Zombieland, though, the TV series, was greeted with immense hatred.
Really?
Despite it having a bunch of good stuff going for it. For one, it was directed by Eli Craig, who did Tucker and Dale vs. Evil.
Oh, yeah.
Which is quite a fun horror spoof, would you say?
It is, yes, yeah. Absolutely. You think those backwater hicks are out to kill you, but they're actually out to save you.
Yeah.
Hilarity ensues.
Very gory.
Alan Tudyk's
very
in it.
Very funny. Alan Tudyk's in it, exactly, yeah. It's not terrible, this pilot.
I didn't think so either. But it was met with hatred, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Is that because... Because, I think Zombieland, I don't know how well it did financially, but it was certainly a cult favourite.
Yeah.
And it's got, you know...
It's got two sequels, this TV series, yes, and an actual
exactly.
sequel.
Exactly. It's got cult favourite actors in it, kind of thing. And I imagine if you attempt to replace a Woody Harrelson, people are going to get upset.
And I think that's the problem, because the main cast being replaced... I think is the reason this fell down. I can understand why you wouldn't be able to get them back from the series because they're all A-list actors.
Yeah, right.
If they weren't then, they've gone on to be. I think if they had have set it in this universe with new characters, this would have been received very differently.
But do you think they would have attempted to... What they would have attempted to do is get... Because, you know, it's Tallahassee and it's et cetera, those states. I think what they would have attempted to do was get four new states and just replace the existing cat, like... A Woody Harrelson type.
Yes.
And just give him a different state name and et cetera.
But I think that would have
played better.
I think just for audiences. I'm not saying it would have made the show better, but I think it would have been received better.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Yeah.
I think they would have hated it anyway.
Yeah, you may be right.
I think they would have found a way to hate it. I think they would have been like, this guy's just a ripoff of Woody Harrelson's character. I hate it, even though he's got a different name.
But what if they did, say, like the Limitless TV series, where they roll Bradley Cooper and go, yeah, it's the direct sequel of the movie.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Because there's a scene in the Limitless TV series where Bradley Cooper comes in, the window of his limo comes down and he goes, I fully support this venture, and he gives a big thumbs up.
Exactly. And he's never seen again, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, who's to say?
So maybe, I guess they could have done that. You could have gotten a Jesse Eisenberg or an Emma Stone.
Yeah.
Or an Abigail Breslin. Or a Woody Harrelson.
He does TV, doesn't he?
They didn't have the money for this, but they could have gotten one of those people to endorse it.
Exactly.
Or a lookalike.
Or a lookalike. So I think the Tallahassee character, which is the Woody Harrelson character, that's the one that stands out to me the most as being different, not just in looks, but in the way he acts. He seems dumber.
Are you saying that Jesse Eisenberg is very easily replaceable by another actor?
Yeah, just get a guy's like...
Just get somebody from your office and stub their toe.
Yeah, that's...
Now we're rolling. Here we go.
Yeah. But I think the intro to this, you know, the two people sitting in the office and they're talking about their bloody first world problems and he's cracked his iPhone screen and he wanted a soy latte, but he got a bloody full milk latte.
Yes.
Boo, all that, obviously.
Did you hate that?
No, I like the running gag of all the terror that's happening behind
them. Sure, that's a very flying high airplane,
yes,
police squad kind of gag. Here's the thing, though. I got kind of invested in the storyline about the wrong coffee order, and I had to wind it back because I missed the man on fire and the zombie attacks and the screaming car chase. I'm like, boy, they should really work harder on getting that man's order correctly.
Absolutely, yeah.
Does this fill in any of Tallahassee's backstory from the movie? Did we know that he was a sandwich delivery guy beforehand?
So, yeah. Right. Uh-huh. I don't believe so.
But I think that's fun that he's, you know, he's the ultimate badass in the zombie apocalypse world, but beforehand he was the sandwich guy.
Yeah.
I think that's fun.
Because I think some people who, you know, their particular skills won't align with the way that society runs now. So that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Nobody wants a sandwich delivered in the apocalypse.
No.
Unless it's a brain sandwich.
Yeah. Or an actual sandwich if you're hungry.
I would actually really like a nice sandwich delivered, for sure.
Imagine if you could. There's a few things that introduced in this. There's a few new rules that they drop in, the zombie rules. One of them being rule 19, Ziploc bags. And rule 33, keep hope alive, which is like, boo. Don't like that one.
Nah. It should have been rock out, rock and roll. Guitar solo. Well, 33 guitar solo.
Oh, so they're not two separate rules.
No, they're the same rule.
Okay, fair enough, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is they introduce characters like OnStar. Or is it OneStar?
It's OnStar.
OnStar, yeah, which is the eye in the sky. I'm sure that's going to be explained, would have been explained in subsequent
no,
episodes.
No, don't keep hope alive. Rule 33, it's going to be explained when they finally finish this series.
Yeah, so I don't know who that is or
no.
where they're positioned or any of that. But this is a more populated world than with what we were led to believe from the movies, I guess.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, you say that, but there were like six people still alive in Los Angeles.
Well, that's true, actually, yeah. You're not wrong. I do like the running joke of every time they go and try to bring a new person into their group, they inadvertently get them killed.
I hated that.
Really?
I thought that if anything was going to drag, you know, if anything was going to drag this series down, I think, was that, is it just going to be a series of like Warner Brothers gags where they attempt to recruit a new person and that new person's hit in the head with an anvil and then they disappear? Like, I kind of like this. I liked the very slight expansion of this world in a lower budget, but I hated the idea that it was just going to be a series of one note. By the end of this, I'm like, would they attempt 22 episodes of this? Just trying to recruit a new guy and then he falls into a pit or whatever. Oh my god.
I think that's maybe just the first episode kind of.
But
thing.
Also what I think let this series down, and I don't know ultimately what killed it in the minds of producers beyond the fans.
I think it was just the fan hate.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But what I think killed it for me was that there didn't appear to be any ultimate goal of this series other than
get across.
Just go across America a bit and maybe you'll find something.
Yeah.
Like there should have been, I think it would have sold it easier if there was like a zombie cure or there was a bunker on the other side of America that they could get to. You know?
Is that really... I think that's more The Walking Dead than a show like this, though.
Right, uh-huh.
And I think... You know what?
Well, that's why Bloody The Walking Dead went for 98 seasons or whatever.
Yeah, but I think if you wanted a good example of a show like this, you'd go Last Man Standing.
Right, uh-huh.
Which I think is... You know, it's a guy searching across America.
To the Channel 10 Australian TV series.
What's the one?
It's some kind of rom com.
No, I know that one.
The Last Man on Earth.
Last Man on Earth. Sorry, yeah, uh-huh. That's the Roger Corsner one I was talking about. Don't worry about that. That was also cancelled.
Okay, good.
In 2003 or whenever it came out. But yeah, I think that show is a better example of, well, not even a better example, just example of how this comedy apocalypse world could have played out.
Yeah, right. Uh huh.
The old people with the zombies with the false teeth.
Yes.
That's quite a good gag. You think he's bit, you think it's over, it's false teeth because they're old people.
Oh
Mason.
My God, can they do this every episode? Not important, it's cancelled.
It's cancelled, yeah. I don't think it's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I don't fully understand the hate for it outside of that it's a recast.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as funny as the movie, I don't feel.
No.
And the zombies seem very few and far between. They meet probably as many zombies as they do regular people.
Pretty much. It's always, yeah, they're rescuing one person from one zombie.
I mean, there's obviously limitations with budget.
Probably get two zombies probably in there.
But it is Amazon also.
Yeah, again, one of the biggest companies in the world, if not the biggest.
Yeah.
I guess their TV division wasn't as big as it is now.
That's probably true. But I think if this was given a chance, I think most TV pilots are good at best.
Yeah, they need time to expand and again and to fill out that world. I mean, that's why we watch a TV series as opposed to a movie, because the world gets a chance to breathe and we can see all the more interesting aspects of the world that we don't get to see in 2 hours.
Exactly. And especially for comedy, you need to establish the characters and then also they're all funny in their own particular way. That's hard to get across in 28 minutes or whatever. If you watch the first season of, say, the American Office or Parks and Rec, it's not great. And then it's only when you kind of, the characters develop.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great example because the first season of The American Office is essentially a replica of the British Office.
Especially the first episode, which is just word for word.
Yeah. Which again, like, people were not, you know, I'm sure people were like, well, this character, Michael Scott's no David Brent, is he? You know?
Yeah.
But it got a chance to breathe and this is the same thing. Well, this Tallahassee's no movie Tallahassee. Mm. Maybe he would have been.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I can't say I'm shattered that it's gone, because we are getting a sequel. We haven't seen it yet at the time of recording this, but I'd rather see a sequel in this universe with the same actors than, I guess, this TV series?
Or as you might say, another zombie TV series. I mean, just at this point in 2019, I think we're all sick of zombie TV.
You're not wrong. So it was dropped by Amazon due to the fan backlash, but Rhett Reese, like I said, one of the creators on Zombieland, he took to Twitter soon after and he blamed the fans for the series are not continuing as he had hoped. He was quoted as saying, "You guys,
the fans suck." No, go ahead.
Pretty much. You guys have successfully hated it out of existence, which is pretty much what occurred. Yeah.
Huh. And he's still working in Hollywood to this day.
Yeah.
I guess back yourself. Like if he'd been like, "Oh, I'm so sorry, guys. I'll do better next time." Nobody likes a weakling.
And that's right.
That's someone who's going to die during the zombie apocalypse, let me tell you.
What rule number is that? One.
Yeah.
Nobody likes a weakling.
That's right. Tell the fans they suck, rule number one.
Yeah.
Never back down.
But I can see him thinking that also if he had this big plan for how the arc of the season would play out.
Yeah.
He probably had some great ideas which may be folded into the sequel that we're getting and never being given the chance to do that. That would be incredibly frustrating, I'd imagine.
A real headshot, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the world we live in. The world that's not Zombieland, but the world where we have two sequels to the movie Zombieland. One's a TV show, one's a movie, and that's Caravan of Garbage. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks everybody for watching this on your phone or your tablet or your computer like a zombie. Oh my God, maybe this world isn't so different from the world of Zombieland
after all.
Mm, just thought of that metaphor.
That's really good.
It really makes you think. In a way, it's like anti-social media.
In what sense?
There's zombies in it.
Right, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they'll eat your brains.
Here's a good...
You're not very social after you've had your brains eaten.
That's true. Here's a good one. Watch Charlie Brooker's Dead Set. He did Black Mirror about 10 years ago. He did What If There Was a Zombie Apocalypse and Then There Were Idiots in the Big Brother House. You didn't know.
That's a good one. Yeah. That's a real good one.
Also, it's terrifying.
Yeah.
That's well worth a look. Anyway, this has been Caravan of Garbage. We do this every Tuesday. If you've got something you want us to look at, we'll take a look at it. Suggest it below and we'll look at it.
More zombie stuff. Maybe there's a better zombie pilot.
Dead Set. Charlie Brooker.
No, we've done that one. A different one.
Then.
Maybe
right.
A worse one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say The Walking Dead pilot, but The Walking Dead pilot's very good.
All right then.
Yeah.
Maybe like a middle season episode of The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Where they're just farming or whatever.
Or whatever. Also, we have a podcast called The Weekly Planet where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. We, of course, do have an episode coming up on Zombieland 2.
Of course we do.
That happens every Monday morning. It's a great little commute to work situation if you want.
Every week we do an episode on Zombieland 2.
We can't help ourselves. The show has been exclusively built around Zombieland 2.
What do we do after Zombieland 2?
Zombieland 3.
Course. And then they'll revive the series.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. But it is just about movies and comics and TV shows. It's about whatever's going on, isn't it, in the world of entertainment and such. I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies on Twitter.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
Thanks for stopping on by. Just put your phone down and go and stand in the sun, all right? Put some sunscreen on, though, and a big brimmed hat. More like anti-social media. I'm with you.
Thank you. Thank you.
See you next week.
Grab that jam, you guys. We'll see you next week.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods
for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.